Fire, what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Well, there again, I go and give thanks for life, you know?
No, seriously, we got a special show today, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to have the legend himself, Muda Baruka, with us. Muda, what you're saying?
Well, we are, you know, we are ready. We are going through, you know. Rain or fall, breeze or blow, the chicken them out the door, you know. Them kind of way there. Hey, you look like Kofi, man.
Try.
You look like Kofi. You know Kofi?
When there, I got a couple of people I know named Kofi still.
Atlanta. Him the pan radio in Atlanta.
Ah, yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I.
Him the farming and thing, too.
Yes, I. So yeah. I know I still in our Donovan Joseph son, this, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I.
Yeah, all right.
I like you still. Yeah.
All right. Who the ball is, brother? Yeah?
The boy brother is Junior from I Never Knew TV. You did the interview with Tony.
Oh, yeah. Upper Rebel.
Yeah. And I was pressuring on that Jabi thing one time tonight for the interview, but he was on the move with the award. Queens. All right. All right, Tarshi had the first question. He wanted to kick things off.
Yeah, so I want to tell that say something really stand up. Probably many people reason with that, but they not ask that about the bookstore. They did have a bookstore because you have enough ones with chance revolution everything, but they never take it to their minds. As simple as it wants seem. Enough time them say majority of the youth say in a yard, like them say them illiterate and stuff like that, same way we kind of equate to crime, which I don't really subscribe to, but who are the audience them for when the bookstore did that really run? Who was the audience?
But you see them look at you, them same youth and some big people interested in a black consciousness, you know. It was the first black bookstore in Jamaica, and people say, why we have to have a black bookstore in a black country? I mean, I say, if you go in the other bookstore, then you don't see nothing but black people in there. You know, them book them imported from some big artists and thing where it's very white. So we decide to say, we are going to just have a bookstore where just sell pure black book and run cassette and video with pure, you know, Benio Cannon, Janine Clark, and all them people there. And we sell African cloth and them thing there, you know. So it's just a normal youth them who are coming there, you know. People who are listening to programming at the night, them come for all a cassette. Them teams that you couldn't see on YouTube, you know. You'd have to go, me would have to go run it off and give, you know. So yes, it lasts quite a while, you know, until we decide say we're gonna move, you know.
True.
And I wanted to ask Muda, right, because enough people would talk about black consciousness and black liberation. They leave out the industrial side. And I see as a man that always dealt with the hustling as well as, yeah, the industry, right?
No, I know hustle, you know. I know hustle, I hustle. Yeah, right? Because here I know. We start the first health food store in Jamaica, right? Even before the bookstore, we did have a health food store, and then we incorporate them because we start to sell the book them. In the health food store also. So we did recognize from a longer time, as Rasta say, we need to really project this culture on another level, you know, and that is commercially. So we open a health food store, and out of that health food store, we see, say, a whole heap of ones start to get motivated. And then we see a whole heap of health food store open. And it was not health food store upon the side of our gully. Around the corner, back of the yard, and them really like, you know, I and I come up with that. We come up with ital food I sell around the back of the yard, and man sit down and smoke herbs and all them something there. Well, we decided to let it go up front in our plaza and set up where we eat in our plaza. You understand? So it go on, and then we incorporate the bookstore. Unfortunately, we did have to move out of that place there, and the place where we get. We couldn't accommodate. Well, we did accommodate another health food store, but we did have to sell dry goods, you know, health food, dry goods, like you're not going to any health food store in America and buy the dry goods without cooking. And then, as I said, we did have to move. So that is all now. We say, we can't go on like this now. We can't just make the thing stop here all the while. And if we can't cook in our store, we have to find it. So we use the book part right now and extend it. So now we transform or evolve from the health food store to the bookstore. You know, meanwhile, we still have the program and use it as a propaganda machine for push our worldview as Rasta, you know?
And Go ahead, Artaxi. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because I love how they use the word propaganda, because we will want to ask that this, because what do you, I feel blaze a fire upon some of the elder them, because I hear some elder, I don't know where they get this talk from, say, Marcus Garvey is a criminal. I don't know who a man who locks for them.
Who said that?
I hear some elder say that talk.
Say Marcus Garvey a criminal?
Black elder who have rust for them. I didn't want to call them a name, but...
Well, who if we a criminal? Who are we a criminal then?
So a question now within myself now where me really want to wonder if that they make politician I use propaganda no more than a man will claim him a revolutionary. Because when you read the philosophies and opinion now, Marcus Garvey pushed the agenda of propaganda.
Yeah, but that is all you're gonna get for push your ideas and your philosophy and opinions out there. You have propaganda just continuously saying the things them, you know, and making more people hear it. You know, the propaganda is not only where politicians use it. For push for them agenda. We use propaganda, Marcus Garvey use propaganda for push him agenda. That is why him get so popular. Him get so popular, him push the same way with the COVID, you know. The conspiracy them louder than the truth of the thing, because the propaganda machinery heavy between the people them. You know, so when we say propaganda, me attack it exactly like what it mean. We have an agenda, an African agenda, a pan-Africanist agenda, and the more we say it, because even this is propaganda, but we are there now. Oh. We are used the medium of electronics and the medium of TV and whatsoever to push an agenda, and that is propaganda. We're not fighting against the word. If the word is where we say it, it's like, oh, Rafta say I'm not dealing with politics, yet still politics run the whole of our life.
And speaking of propaganda, I'm glad you cleared up that, because people have negative connotations for propaganda, and people need to understand. We have big platforms, right? But we're actually spreading a propaganda that's detrimental to us, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that in regards to
white supremacy. White supremacy. That is really the propaganda we're buying with. You see, that is why we're afraid of certain things, you know, because when we hear certain words, we kind of shun it off. You know, instead of really dig deep into the meaning. Sometimes we don't have to use it till now, but guess what now? Them take away language from we, you know. And we are used to them language. That's why Rasta is so unique. Because even though Rasta speak English, you know, he define the language in his own cultural expression. You know, you hear the Rasta man say, I and I and I tell and anything that people say. What kind of foolish is that? But because him so cluster up with the English language, he have to find a way of express himself outside of the English language. So him almost like a twist up the English language to suit himself. So really and truly, you know, we who are define the Africanness must identify white supremacy. And that is where you're talking about now. White supremacy is where old way and bind way in our space where we can't find who we are as a people and what we're intent supposed to do. You know, we have them religion, and I say our religion, you know, and everybody. White man, God can't save you from white man oppression. You know, that is simple that. If a white man pray to God, and him so in abundance of things, that him can't even go to Africa and pray to him God and get Africans and go turn them in a slave. And we are pray to the same white man, God. How the hell that going to work? That not going to work. Yet still we did have our gods in Africa thousands of years before the Arabs and white people go there. Thousands of years, we did have institutions, universities and all them something there. We need to reclaim forward them something there. You know, so we have to understand and we have to look into white supremacy. That is really where buying the thing, you know. White supremacy, tie it down. See, that's why the whole people can't really recognize Marcus Garvey. That's why the whole people can't even recognize African spirituality. You know, even Rasta. The Rasta will fight against African spirituality because them say it not align with Judeo-Christianity. And that is really in itself a terrible thing. Because the African spirituality, the Yoruba tradition, the Akan tradition, the Voodoo and the Wobi, all of them things there is embedded in our cultural expression. And that is where we must go inside, go dig out. Because it was long before Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and all them something there. And now we get so engulfed in it that we attack about Babylon. Like say Babylon is a terrible place more than Rome. Rome is where we must fight against, not Babylon. Babylon in Iraq, Babylon did have great empires and You know, some of the seven wonders of the world, the Angans and them thing there. But because we align ourselves with Judaism, we keep fighting against African concepts, African perception. And that is really we're buying with right now. So we need the propaganda to move that from in front away and say no to Jesus and God and all these things. And move with Islam and Muslim and all them something and come forward to our original way, what they call the root, not the branch.
And Faye, you brought up the Jesus thing, right? So how we deal when you reason with your brethren, Rastafari brethren, that on the Jesus vibe? Because I get the vibe that some of these, it's a mixture with some Christianity thing is mixing up with people in the Rastafari
movement. Yeah, the Black Liberation. Liberation aspect of the thing is like the one them I move from the Black Liberation and I go into a one love type of concept.
Yeah, the one love thing. Yeah, all right, here one know. We have to evolve, you know. We start at one place, we can't stuck at that place, you know. Because the more you have information is the more you expand your knowledge and your understanding. The older you grow is the more experience you have. You understand? So we have to figure out now how to combine knowledge and experience. Because them say knowledge is where you use now to untangle certain factual and certain logical explanation of things. And experience now is where you personally know without reading it in a book, but just looking upon how earth around. And you know, say, well, this is where it go. You don't plant certain food at certain time because food are going to get eat out by worm. You know, say moonshine and that have a whole heap of things to do with water and them, something like that. So that is experience. You understand? Now, the knowledge where we get is this now. We learn of Christianity through a book named the Bible. And somewhere along the line, them configure the book to satisfy, matter about white people now, white people configure the book to satisfy themselves. So them draw from our African history, African culture, African spirituality, and compile a book when you're in the Bible and start to use it and then kill people and force people to deal with that book. Now we come now, and I say Rasta now, Rasta come, and the only thing we did have in our environment was the Bible. So the old Rasta them coming out of that revivalist Baptist kind of movement, them use the Bible for really try to help them to liberate themselves by, we call it now, you're blocking the Bible. Because we know, say, a whole heap of the things them were in the Bible never did happen in Europe, it happened in Africa. So just by understanding that a lot of the things them, Egypt and Ethiopia and places, is in Africa, we start to now examine the concept of God in Africa. But the concept of God in Africa is really stagnated by how we view the Bible and what them call historical rather than mythical by biblical arguments. So we couldn't get to decipher out that because we were so anxious to liberate ourselves through Leonard Orwell. When Leonard Orwell said, we're not deal with the king in England, we'll deal with the king in Africa. And we start to now deify the king in Ethiopia. And we start to now say, the king in Ethiopia, because we read it in the Bible, we say, the king in Ethiopia is Jesus Christ, return Messiah. So all of the things then we will define as our reality now is based upon how we view the Jesus in the Bible. And in order to integrate that Jesus in the Bible, we integrate it in ourselves and use that now to try to liberate it. But things and times change. It move. Spirituality is defined in a different level. The consciousness where we have now and the information we have, sure we say, we now go heal Jesus Christ, whether I name Jesus, Yeshua, Yahshua, whatsoever, we now name it. And a whole heap of the things in the Bible come from African traditions, come from African experience. So we now go back to the root. That's why we go now to see philosophies by people like Ben Yochanan, who studied the history, J.A. Rogers, you know, John, all of them, whole heap of them, who go there, go study the thing and know, say, watch out. Let go off of them branch and go to the root of the thing. And when we go to the root, and we realize, say, Haile Selassie, it makes sense. It makes sense talking about Haile Selassie and seeing Haile Selassie as a center of a concept. But it don't make sense to say Haile Selassie is Jesus Christ. Because when a group, the biggest group in Jamaica, which is at first the 12 tribe of Israel, and your father was part of that too, don't it?
Yes, I.
Yeah. All right. The biggest group, the 12 tribe of Israel, them come with a concept where them put Jesus first. Right? God them say, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has this year revealed himself in the personality of Emperor Haile Selassie the first. Right? All right. So, them gone now with the Jesus Christ concept of Haile Selassie. Now, my contention is, if you keep holding on upon Jesus Christ, one of the days you're going to have a leg of Haile Selassie. See? It's so simple, because Jesus Christ now is a pivotal point of your direction.
Yes, I.
Right? If Jesus Christ is the pivotal point of your direction, it means say, Jesus Christ more important than Haile Selassie. Now, the next thing with them use is that them say, Haile Selassie is a Christian in Ethiopia, from a member of the Orthodox Church. Of course, him is a Christian and a member of the Orthodox Church. But him not looking upon himself like, oh, I look upon him. Just like how the people them in a so-called Jesus, they never look upon Jesus Christ, like how Christian look upon him.
Yes.
See? So we have to, yeah, we have to evolve. The Jews, they never see Jesus Christ like how the Christian them see him.
True.
Right? And him never see himself that way then either. So when I look upon it now, and I say, but wait, certain evolution that makes sense. It ever evolved now, where I say, what is it that Rastaman is saying? That we don't have to hold on pan the branch where white people give it. And we come to conclusion and say, look, you know, Rastafari is a black power movement with a spiritual nucleus. That means that you can't let go of the black power. Because you have to know, see, how black power and the nucleus of your spirituality connect to your historical, cultural, and whatsoever else you want to deal with it. And that is really what happened right now. Rastafari is holding on more pan with them the reading of the Bible originally. And it kind of, it's not valid when it comes to Haile Selassie, because Leonard will never tell nobody that Haile Selassie is God, man. He said, a black king we are dealing with, and we have to liberate ourselves from white supremacy. Black power, white supremacy must move. And we can't continue to praise white Jesus and then a black knit. Because if you see a Jesus by the wall and you say Jesus is a black man, it don't make no difference if Jesus is a black man and a white man, if you have the same concept of Jesus. Concept, because when you say idea, yeah. Yeah, when you say Jesus is a black man, you know, you don't change the concept of Jesus, you know, more than say, well, you know, like Jesus, white Jesus. But when you start to quote him, you say, why you want to see Jesus walk on water and Jesus feed 5,000 people with how much fish and Jesus do this and Jesus did say this and Jesus did say that. Jesus, what's the trouble Jesus did say? There was no man named Jesus. Jesus is a configuration of European gods and goddesses that move to and fro. We don't even exist today for the Europeans them. And we still are all lamp on it. The man who them a claim walk 2,000 years ago, him is a Hebrew. Who did have a Hebrew name. Jesus is not a Hebrew name. You understand? And he wasn't a magician. See? The mythology come because these people are read other mythologies from Africa. And then them start to connect the whole of them and bind the whole of them. Jesus is like 10 different gods in a one man. That is what them do. Them put 10 different gods. Because if you look on all of the attributes of Jesus in the Bible, it relates to something else in some other culture. Egyptian culture, Chinese culture, you know, all of them, Zoroastrianism, all of these things come from, the Jesus come from them thing there. We as Rasta now, we experience something in Jamaica. And that is the greatest teacher now. We never experience Jesus. We experience saying Emperor Haile Selassie is the Almighty. And we look upon the sun, the stars, the moon. We look upon eat, air, and water. We plant with food. And we wear locks. and it just look dirty and nasty and we get lick feet, but we still hold on that. And that is the root of Rasta. The yes, talk long, don't it?
No, man. Show
me why you ask. Show me why you ask me. I'll you back question. I'll answer all of the questions.
You know, one of the things when we really over from the other day is that critical thinking is a thing where it really disrupt the flow of humanity, because there is something over there. And it's so funny, me have a laugh still, you know, but me not laugh. Me laugh because it just kind of set away all the people and the mentality. See, remember the reason why I would think it was Reggaeville about the penis war?
Oh, yeah. Oh, why all them fellows have a penis war in a stadium? And who have the biggest penis will win?
So what you're going, what do you know? You say, what do you? The whole thing, the resurface on Facebook, you know.
So you mean the thing when we say to the white girl?
Yeah. So it resurfaced. It resurfaced on Facebook now. I have some whole heap of people. It get viral and whatever, and whole heap of people are sure. But you see the people when we are sure though, it's not a positive set of people. It's a set of people where them not have critical thinking. It's like they're them. I know they are used to the whole Monica.
Yeah. Well, tell me where them are say. Because I know you where them are say. You know where them are say.
You know the regular thing, you man. The man they move to a real madman, you know. The man.
Oh, yeah. We're mad for a long time. I know what we don't know what without truth. We go out of fire and cool in a pool with without truth and all them. I'm a madman, original madman.
So me now just take it up on myself and say, all right, what me I got to know? Me I got to look upon the individual and where I said them thing. I'm really just cruel. Me don't know why I'm find myself after time to do that still, but we just got to look upon the individual and where I said that. I'm realize it's a money-driven thing. Them caught up in a capitalism. Them caught up in a commercialism. What do I feel like the destructiveness of mankind caused by the whole lack of critical thinking? What do I say that?
All right. You see the penis thing. All right. When I try to prove to them, when I try to show them, is that if you look upon a bullet, it's shaped like a penis. If you look upon a rocket, it's shaped like a penis. And what me say is the inadequacy of white people sexual thing cause them to a whole heap of perversion. And one of the perversion is a bullet. One of the perversion is a rocket where Africa pierce the sky. The American, they make a bomb during the Saddam war that them say this bomb can go 500 feet under the ground. Why would a man be making a bomb shaped like a penis? Because there is a connection between them mind and them inadequacy sexually. No. If you check it, during the American slavery, we are going to America, every black man that was found lynched, them find them without them penis.
Castrate them, serious thing too.
White people cut off them pieces and put it in a back and go on home with it. So I try to draw the link between white people sexual inadequacy and it's so sexually inadequate, they have to use something to compensate for them lack of sexual powers. So everything, every weapon where they make, and every destruction where they make like a penis. And that is used to compensate. That's all me I say.
And Muda, the next question I'm going to ask you is about the family situation, right? I was recently reading something and it said about 3 out of 10 women of African descent in America are married. We speak about growth, but how are we?
They're married to who?
We're married to.
I'm married. No, you have to watch all you have to
married to men. Married to men, right?
Okay.
So, in reality, though, right? Like, how are we supposed to grow if the family structure is not there?
It's not going to grow. It's not going to grow. And the system is making sure that it don't grow. Because the impediment that is set up in front of the black family, where the father who's supposed to be there with him children them, cannot provide for him children them. And because he cannot provide for him children, there's also an animosity in the household. Plus, the idea of monogamy is an impediment, because man is by nature polygamous. And if you have a person who is polygamous, and him in a monogamous society. Him going go sneak because him afraid to tell him wife, because him tell him wife, him knows that the marriage done, because the wife is not culturized to deal with a polygamous relationship, because she in the Western world. And one of the things them that keep the family together is the concept of polygamy, where the village take care of the children. And what is the village? You have a man with 3-4 wives. The picnic for one of the wives call all of them mother. You understand? We can't do that in the Western world, because woman now was stand feet. And the man go sneak all over the place. And then that go cause breakdown. The society is not able to entertain such a thing. But yet the society is not able to provide the place, the structures that the man can really find him way out. Land is a power. Land is power. Most Jamaican people don't have land. 700,000 people, them call them squatter, because most of the land in Jamaica is seen as the queen land or the crown land. Now, if you just live in a box, and as you come out of the box, you gone in the street, and you don't have nowhere to plant food, it's a jukalical thing, that's a jukalical thing, and so. You have to go buy everything. And if you have to go buy everything, you have to have money. And if you don't have no money, you're a guy that go figure it out. It's like them. It's like when the same master say him emancipate you. Him emancipate you and let you go out there. And him not give you no compensation or reparation. Him don't give you none of these things. So what do I expect you to do? Can you go away and depend on film land still, you know? So you know what you got to do? You either got tea for him and kill him, or you go and go really capture a piece of the land. And if you capture the land and him come find you upon it, him go and go shoot you. But him let you go, you know. Him say him free, you know. How can you free a man without land? Freedom without land is not freedom. Land is power. If you don't have no land, you don't have any power. No. Most of the war them that fight on earth was fought for land. Up to this day, the Palestinian and the Israeli them have fight over land. When you see the Syrian them a fight and them thing, it's land them a fight over. So land is power. The apartheid system take away land. See? All so-called third world people, them need land. The place is not overpopulated. Where people say, why the world overpopulated? Like them, I tell, it's unequal distribution of land. Land is power. And that is really what we want. We don't want a little box. And that is what them are serving. Them are saying, you go up now the year now with people that stack pants up of people. Pants up. African people don't live so. We never used to live that way, the way we have, where them call it projects. Where you have a box or so, and somebody living there, they have another box or so, and all 10 store up in the sky. Fire, you have a box, and then you say, I'll live. That's not living. Living for African people is like, oh, the animal, them just run wild, and then at the night, them just find a little place to go sleep. We have our house, we must be able to come out of the house and say, land, for plant little food or so, and plant little food or so. It's so simple. Them catch you for going to America, where we leave a land under California, and you can't afford to go to California. You stay in one little city, and all you have to do is find money. And you get up every day and look money. That is what broke up the family. There is no conscious effort to keep the black family. The black man them lose it. I mean, I say that. The black people, the black man them, matter what the man them lose it. Them don't know what where to go and how to come. Literally come.
A reality, yeah.
Would I have a next question, right? You brought up something in regards to black men, and there's a rise in case of mental illness and depression, right? So you guys experience a lot during your tribe. And why do you think mental health is such an issue in these modern times?
Because people can't cope, man. You see this COVID thing, yeah? This COVID thing has caused bully for mental issues, you know. Yeah, mental issues. Enough mental issues come up back now because of the COVID. You understand? So we have the pressure of everyday life, and you can't afford to to maintain. Hey, a man want to take care of his family, you know. Nobody, no man out there don't want to just take, don't take care. He wants to know him can't take care of his family. And when he can't take care of his family, he get unstable. Him not the mental ability, him faculties kind of get dismantled. And him find himself do other things and next thing. So, amongst African people in the West, because I'm not about in the Africa, you know, it's in the West it affects me. Mental issue is a big problem. Them said, how much? Most 30% of Jamaican people suffer from mental issues. You can't believe that. I never thought about being Rastafari mad.
Yeah, because they now address most of the mental issues, them they now address it. Because what I find said the mental issue them kind of get placed in the cultural norms now. Just like a youth I walk with all them pants where they don't understand. Him develop a pattern now for start walk, you know. They realize
yes, it, yes, that's yes. Normal. Why a man have a belt and don't buckle the belt and prefer to walk with him 2 foot them separate apart, like him in a prison. You know, them take off the belt off of the thing them in a prison because them not want the man them hang themselves by them thing. Mm-hmm. And the man them a walk without belt and them pants in a prison. And the prison are dropped down. And then all the guy, the gay guys them in a prison. Now recognize say, oh no belt, no the pants them, so we can do a thing and try a thing. And then now we adapt that as an issue. And we still call one another or and niggas and all them something like yeah, a dog. I'm gonna talk to him for and I say, what my dog? Then why am I just we saw him so rich a drunk rock? Because if you tell them all these things, it's like in a Europe. I don't know if you hear the thing in a Europe, in a German, you know, cannibalism is not illegal in a Germany, you know. You didn't know that?
No, I never knew that.
No, I never
All right. Cannibalism is not illegal. Murder is illegal. No, imagine a man want to eat a man. I'm not talking, this is a joke, you know, but you're going to laugh still, you know. A man want to eat a man, you know. But the man who he want to eat said to him, the only way I'm going to make you eat me is if you crucify me and torture me before you eat me. You know what the man who eat the man say? Him not eat a man, the man weird. What kind of weird man that? Him want me torture him and crucify him before me eat him. So I'm not want to eat the man, but guess what? I'm kill the man. You know what them charge him for? Because him eat the man, you know. Them charge him for murder. Them charge him for cannibalism. Them charge him for murder. You know what I'm saying? Because him have to kill the man for eat him. You know what I'm saying? But the man, when him look at and say, but this man is weird. The man want him torture him before me eat him. Him not see himself as weird, you know. Him not see himself as weird.
The cannibal don't see himself as weird.
No, because him see the man who I tell him say, but sucker crucify him as weird. So him say, nah, eat a man there. Because him not a weird thing. Him not a weird Jesus thing. So that is where the society there. That is where the society there, you know. They make the thing with normal look abnormal.
Yes,
and the thing with abnormal look normal. So right now, the youth, them don't even know how to see what is wrong and what is right, what is detrimental to them, and what can make them live. You know, see, them are put some things in front of the youth, them, the telltale live vision and the YouTube and the this and that. All of them things, they bounce up and pick them now. So when you talk to them about something and say, boy, you're an old man, you don't know where I'm going. You understand? And when you look on it, you say, but this car, right? Whether last year, 100 years ago, or 10,000 years from now, where them are do car, right? You know, see, but now these white people are trying, you know, them have. All right, them have transgender, right? You know transgender?
Yes, sir.
All right. And them have transsexual. You know, say the man them come now with that thing named trans age. You hear about trans age?
Yeah, man. I see it from the word.
Trans age is a 50-year-old man that says he's 14.
14. No classification.
And a 30-year-old woman that says she's 12. So you know what that all lead to? Pedophiles.
Yes, sir.
Because if you are 50 and you want, and you say you are 14, you want a 16-year-old girl. A joke business.
Hold on, this is not a mental illness or nothing. You just identify as a younger person if you're older.
It's a mental illness, fair and I still. But
no, I know it's a mental illness, but I'm saying the state not acknowledging it as a mental illness. Like
them always subliminally. That's why you have a white Jesus in your house, because subliminally,
even no, in our house.
No, you personally. I'm not talking about you. I know you. Yeah. You have people now who look upon it and say, so it don't make no difference. Why Jesus don't make? Yes, it make a difference. Because if you close your eye and think upon Jesus, it's the same picture you're going to see. No care how conscious it is. No care how conscious it is. You shut your eye and think upon Jesus, it's a white Jesus you're going to see. You have to try your best to configure a black man in your mind. And that's foolishness. That's why I and I say this last thing, because you don't have to configure nobody in your head. It's just, you just see a picture. All you right. Know, no picture of Jesus. Every picture where you see right now, a white man draw the original Michelangelo draw that I'm relative and just give the world it. And them just satisfied with that. A guy named Leonardo da Vinci just come with a 12-man round a table. I mean, most of the man them in them days, they never used to sit down around a table for deal with them parts over and them really. But we accept all of these things and it embedded in our way. And when we come and start telling them about Osiris and Horus and them say, well, you deal with Rasta too. Rasta afraid to talk about Egypt because them demonize Egypt like the Christian them, you know. You buy your Rasta talk about Egypt. Yes, fear of this and fear of that. I ain't no fight against Pharaoh, you know, because there was many Pharaohs. You must have wanted one Pharaoh.
Majority of them don't even know what's a Pharaoh is a title because me man I talk about Pharaoh like he's a person.
I mean, like it's one man.
True.
Like it's like the same Pharaoh with them claim oppressed the Israelite them. I know the same Pharaoh where did I live? I live after, before the Pharaoh there. Ramesses, you have Ramesses 1, Ramesses 2, you have Imhotep, you have Tutankhamun, you have all sorts of Pharaohs. You know, see, but we get stuck, and that is the problem. Our lack of opening up to information, leading to some weird curve, because I'm mad, I prefer to believe all of the madness we are going on when they talk about COVID. Then actually believe say, boy, right now, watch out. Something out there. Because me hear man send me a song, you know, about COVID is a hoax. And I mean, I say, what the shit am I talking about? COVID is a hoax. Something that kill the people them out there, right? It's not COVID that kill them, it's what kill them. That's 8 people dead today in Jamaica. 100 add, get it now. So it's what kill them people there. It's underlying things, you know, but either they would have lived longer if the COVID never did there. You know, see it? A man can have high blood pressure, you know, diabetes, you know. And he would have lived maybe until December, you know. But since the COVID lick him now, he's dead now. So when a man tell me he must go play a song, so me I tell him, say, brethren, me not play that song, you know. COVID is a hoax. After me not Donald Trump talk that. Me can't see people that dead, 200,000 people dead in America. And me I said, no, I lie them, I tell where. So you tell me, say, no, facts. Who don't like CNN and CNN who don't like facts. Have the same message on them TV, say 200,000 people dead, that are Trump no lick against facts. Something wrong. And then when we come here, so no, me I say, because they go call election in Jamaica, where they're not supposed to call it. It spur up the people them gathering and all them something there. And me must sit down here, so no, and I say, oh, I wear no mask, you know. All right, you know, wearing a mask because they might try to control you. But tell me something now. Them tell you must wear a seatbelt.
Hey, I'm glad. Hey, hold on, Wood. I'm glad you brought that up here.
Wait there. Who tell you must wear a seatbelt? I see a man, they tell you must wear the mask, I tell you wear a seatbelt, you know. So, oh, because if you know, wear the seatbelt, you know, you're going to get charged, you know. People are saying, yes, they want to come charge if you know, wear a mask and they want to charge. But you don't, oh, you wear helmet when you ride bike. You usually wear helmet. A man tell me, say, Muta, you sell out, you know, because you tell people them for wear mask. Me say, but guess what? Oh, you not tell me, say, the government sell out because they might tell the people them for wear helmet. You must say, but me never born with mask. Me say, but me never born with helmet either. No matter if I'm never born with clothes. You know?
Partiality.
No, that's the vibe in a sense that. People on this control thing, but they're under control already. So I don't see what the big eruption is like. There's more control because your life is already controlled at this point.
Tell you something, man. You see, your passport is a controlling. Because all the man, all right now, if you have people that check your passport again, you have a machine when you're going at the airport. And they say, put your passport, which part of the visa there. I wear your face there. And just when you go so boom and put it, the same things that the man had checked, the immigration did have checked years ago, the machine don't check that. So I'm not to carry you through nothing else, you know. I'm just saying, you go in another line and you just go through. And I said, I can't show that, you know. When you go for visa, you go in a place, biometrics and all them things, they make you stand up in front and take a picture and all them something. I control that, you know.
Yes, I.
It's control. It's not that we are telling people, so we're going to make them control the right through, you know. But people are going like, watch your man, I do a business because all the food that they might eat, I control.
True.
Because they make you decide say, where you must eat and where you mustn't eat. And when we come and say, plant your own food, they might say, well, I have to go to work and all them something. Yeah, you better plant food or dead. Just simple that. I mean, I say, nobody, everybody now go dead. I'm just, I say, you learn your life when you have your own things. And that is really what we must search for, especially Rasta.
Yes, I. And I want to lie to something, as Dai mentioned, that to the whole self-reliance aspect of the thing, because I'm really finding it strange now, say, more Rasta where I sight up when I raise with them. I say, yeah, man, I know I'm going to work. I'm going to start meds. One time, we hear them thing, they just sound strange to me.
Go work. Yeah, Rasta go work.
Because I just know it has...
Yeah, we quarantine ourselves for years, man. We go up on our ground, our farm, and a plant food. And when we're done, we go in the house, go cook, and eat, and chant, and then go back to the ground again. And we know if we want to go market. So that means we quarantine ourselves because we don't want to mix up with certain things. We don't even make men and people that touch the food and touch. I know. I have my own calabash. I mean, I make people out of my calabash, just like how I don't make nobody eat, use my toothbrush. Because people are coming and say, them motor, I scan people, why you don't really want them eat out of your calabash? I say, you know, so I don't scan you, I don't want you to use my toothbrush. My toothbrush is a personal thing, like my underpants. I don't give my underpants to wear, you understand? So just left it at that. But we used to have our own calabash. Nowadays, Rasta, go on, like say, them not say, the thing get twisted now, and it's a fall into place. A joke business.
Spoke to Profile a lot. Could you speak about your experience?
Profile, I'm a brethren.
Let the people know. People don't understand the history you two have.
All right. You see that, all right. You see that. When we just talked about a while ago, about Bush and farm, we got through them things there, you know. Me and Profile and others, Wolipa others too, you know. And Wolipa will come up, you know, the Italp, we're going to Bush will live. In a hut, in a tree, and experience river. We don't drink pipe. We still not drink pipe water, say, but we don't drink something, and we don't go and market and all them something. If we don't have it in the ground, we don't eat it. You understand? All rice, we go Westmoreland, go buy rice in the darn, you know, and put it in a flour bag and beat out the darn, and sieve it out and blow it out and eat rice. The only way we eat rice.
Are we looking on that?
Yeah, them are red rice and Indian, them used to plant it at Westmoreland. Yeah, man. All right. You know, say, Profile is a bridging where Chuti Canteen will come up. Chuti Canteen from Oche to Mantigo Bay. As a matter of fact, when I ended up in the hills, I live, I go up there because we used to boil oil for living. We used to boil coconut oil and sell it. And then him come live beside I when they are a place named Potosi District. And we and him and others are trad. When we say trad, the Rasta trad. You understand? When we say, them youth are now, we are do reggae and all them something. They would have never do that because they're not into that now. What they call neo Rastas. Come talk to a very, my wife is a designer. We talk to a very popular reggae artist, very popular reggae artist. And them send somebody to her to make some clothes for him. And she decides she could show him some samples, some clothes. And she sends some of the African looking clothes. You know, the Bridget said, right now, he's a mother in Rasta, and I'm not wearing African clothes to wear. A silk shirt he wants to wear and all them something there. So you must know where the thing there. You must know where the thing there, you know. Because if a Rasta now I show you, say, nah, we're not too African, he wants a silk shirt and all them something there. So she just said, all right, make it low that. So if you look on you, them now, most of even the artists, everybody I see, they may have the same tear up jeans like everybody, like them, a construction worker. There was a time when Rasta, nah, wear them something there. You know, see, when we are go to road, man, all even though we're barefoot, we foot shine like any car, shine. Because we just use the coconut when we done grate a coconut, we save the coconut trash and put it on a stone. And when we go to the road, we just take the coconut trash and rub it. We don't tell nobody if you go do them something, you know, because you have them things in a buckle now. You can't have them something. We just show you how we did view certain things. When you come in at our yard, you not even a little piece of paper on the ground, you know, when we start to sweep the ground with the coconut bowl there, when we start to sweep the ground, not even paper, not even a little, you can't drop food on the ground and eat it back. You understand? We never use the support for going in a restaurant and all them things there. We not tell a man if you go in a restaurant, you know, because you can't go in a restaurant and find food to eat. Just like how you have McDonald's, you know, got to sell vegetable burger and all these things. And people love those things, fast things. You understand? No wrong with that, you know. But I'm just sure you say, oh, we are profile and others did that trad. It was like my best days of Rastafari. That you have a brother name, long name. When you not gonna know my brother name Bombo. A man and woman live up in a place named Cascade in Hanover. You have IAV, the man there, when we are trad man, some serious tradition in a Rastafari. We don't know Bible and Jesus and go a bingy, go on like so. We are church business and everything, but we are turn up and I read Bible and I chant him like a Bible. We are bonfire and I, the fire, go. And the sweet it is. And we are chant down Rome. When I chant on Babylon, you know, because we understand both Bible and Bible twist up the thing. You understand? So, me love Prophet. Me love him. And I tell you, we love him because he's one of the only youth me can look back upon now and say, you see that bridge in there? You sent me a talk about me try like a few say, a lie me a tell, go talk to that bridge in there. You know, see, I know him can't say the same thing. Say, you see that bridge in there when you move to, me know it don't look like me used to try a certain way, but go talk to him. I'm a brethren.
Nah, he told me still, that's why I asked you the question, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm a brethren, yeah, man.
You was raw food when you was up there?
Up where?
With Prophet and them. He was eating raw food or he was eating cooked food at the time?
No, man, we eat cooked food, but we all right. Prophet, I don't think Prophet eat raw, cooked food, no, you know. But you see, I is the one where I use my body as experiment, you know. You see, we talk about experience. Me want to know, you know, the health food thing, you know, the raw food thing, you know, the vegetarian thing, what best suit I. Right now, I realize the raw food is the best way to go. But I still see some things in it where it don't make sense. Me go eat raw vegetables and not me plant it. Because if I go eat raw vegetables and all them have them Monsanto spraying and this and that, it kind of defeat the purpose. You know, see, if I go cut up cabbage and pop show and all them someday. And when I hear from the show, the pop show advance spray. And no care why I watch that, you know, it now come off, you know, because it's spray from the root. You understand? So I have to balance how I see things. And I not eat good food because I feel, say, I have to live longer than anybody else. Because I cannot eat good food yet, so now, and a man, me run out of my house and I can't let me long said way. But I know, say, it help I not to go to the doctor to feel pain like normal people. You know, see, I don't like pain. And if I can eat certain things for help I for don't take a trip to the doctor, I will do it. And right now, it's so tight for eat or I eat, yes, sir. And then tomorrow, me say, you know, sir, me not really want, no. Well, when me usually eat, I never usually eat. Only part things me eat, I know me never usually eat, you know. But you have things when me eat, I never usually eat. And me say, you know, so me don't want that today. And when me start eating, I say, me don't want that again. And then at 2-3 years down the line, me say, you know, so me don't eat a piece of tofu. Because years when I eat all them something there, you know. And years when I eat certain things. But we have to, we have to go like doctor to yourself.
True,
I mean, I recommend certain food to certain people, but me know some me now go recommend eating meat. And it's not because meat. If a man not eat me, coming off easy, if a man eat meat, he might go dead quick, you know. Me know them talk like some rasta. I say, why you eat meat? No, you know why me not eat meat? Me not eat meat because me not like nose, say, something have two eye, nose and mouth. Me go eat that to survive. Because when me look on the animal them, it's one flesh. It's just different manifestation of it. One life, different manifestation, should I say. So when I look at a dog and a cow and a goat and a pig, I don't want to kill it. I make that live. Because my thing is life. And really, when I look at that, the little dog will sit on beside me. I say, no. You know, say, if somebody come at the gate right now, you're going to hear him bark and run, go outside. It's just that. So, yes. So, we just say, within the concept of the thing, we travel through vegetarian vibes. We can push this thing like this thing, I know, because I see a sign come up, say, battery low.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so, me's a man where me have to secure what I'm going to eat. That's my main thing every day. What am I going to eat today? No synthetic nothing. No too much shop business. It's a thing. Because most of the things, Roger, if you show you where run on my yard, that's no. Pear tree over there, so coconut tree over there, so jackfruit over there, so apple long, so aki, yes, two aki trees there behind me. Them really. Me have a grown up so we may planting gross Michelle banana, all the different food them. And that's how we are doing it. And even though we dip on the road and we have radio program, we not left the root of the thing. And to me, the root of the thing is how you live. It's just simple that it's how you live. You understand? Yeah. So yeah, I just over there.
Yeah, man, tell diamond man, say the put the reason right. I say it connect because human being come like them concept just tied to death because you just are true man. So watch no, so there you can eat all a one island or a kale or something. And a man I said, but if me that them all the way got dead. Yeah, I said, but all dead coming out of reasoning. We never have no dead.
Joke business, man.
Reasoning.
Joke business.
Like, I don't see him critical thinking when we feel like they them just start swinging. Everybody start pay debt more attention and pay life because for them validation. I just debt alone enough for them validation.
No, man, when you're eating good food, at least when I eat, I try to eat good food, is because I don't like doctors. I don't want to keep going to doctors when I could have spent my money to buy something else, a big melon or a big this, or maybe even a new computer. I have to go spend the blood bath money to go to get some tablets and pills and injection and all these things. I don't into that. And not that I can't run from it, you know, because meanwhile, like they are talking about eating good food. A man just have him choke and him just blow some carbon monoxide in my face. And right away, I start feel sick. You see, it's not me, I show you. So the idea is not to claim death, because human being is the only creature upon earth that know them going dead and get up every day and try prevent it.
Prevent it, true.
Yes, and you can't prevent it. No care what you say, you could have rust a little more. You could have, you know, you could have used a little more. We are all going to die. I just like to say, if you're born, you're going to dead. You understand? So you hear me, I say, no. It's not the death thing that bother me. It's not the debt. It's our living when I live in.
Quality
our living
life.
When I live in. Yes. I don't want to just live, you know, man. I say, boy, as long as me have life. No, man, as long as me have life, you know. I want to have life and have it abundantly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you know, argument, but boy, as long as me have life, me all right, you know. No, so me don't want to have life and I lay down on the street out the road.
No.
Rain comes, sun burn me and all them someday. And let me start name things when I say I'm not going to have. No, I want abundant living.
Yeah, because yeah, some people suffer before them leave earth and them suffer wicked. So I don't like that. I know so I say it. It's a reality they attack.
No, man. We have to live sweet life, beautiful life. And that's over there, you know, sweet life and beautiful life. That's why I know all this now, this is connection between you where the we over there, so and me the we over there. So. That is sweet life. Some people can't even afford to do that. I want to afford to do this. And I want to afford to have my computer. I don't have no joke about this. It's 666 of them joke business there. I don't follow them talk there. About computer is 666 and all them something. Yes, I know a computer and cell phone and things there have certain radiation and it can pass on to you. But I also know that there's things that can counteract it. And not only that it can counteract it, but I know right now I think about I now use my cell phone. Because sometimes I'd up on the road and I'd love to hear from where I go on my yard. I'd help on tour and I want to know where I go on my yard. You know, I want to know if my wife all right. I just want to know things and it helped me to keep in touch. I now go fight against something that helped me. Listen.
East Africa, Uganda. So, is that different?
Yes. You say Uganda. You see, I keep it up now, you know, because I always talk about something that I want to say. You see, Uganda. You know, the woman named Naya Bingi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I.
Queen Mwamusa.
That's where she come from, you know.
True.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let me tell you something. You see, Rasta Balo, Naya Bingi, a mama, you know. But you see, most Rasta don't know so as a woman. They might get ISIS too. They might get praises too. Because there's a time when you go to Bingy, them not allow a woman to be jumping at the house. You understand? Which is them are called up and a Naya Bingy spirit is a female energy. And they recognize it. That's why I said the Christian thing kind of confused the issue. Because them read the Bible say a woman must not preach in at the church. I can't do what Paul say. Woman must preach in at the church and all them something there. Yet still, they might heal Naya Bingy, which is a female energy. And these women used to fight against white people, British colonialism in Africa. You know, see? But because of big Bible, they might follow Corinthians and follow Paul. Listen to that, brother. We don't even know if it exists. I said, boy, right now, woman must not talk because man is the head of the woman and Christ is the head of the man and all them foolishness there. And I call people Eden and pagan and all them something there. Them things that can't work again. It can't work again. Because Paul letters never write to me. It writes it to the Corinthians, to the Ephesians, to all of them people there. Why a man that write a letter to somebody and you go read it and things are you might talk? Paul never talked to me. Me African. Yoruba tradition.
Yes, I.
Kemetic tradition. Akan tradition. All of them things that we have to explore. Zimbabwe, deep in the Congo, them kind of places we want to go. Voodoo. I'm not in an argument with no Rasta man, but well, that's for the viral and the Obia man, this and that. I'm not that because I know some man named Bookman left Jamaica and go to Haiti, go upset them apple chart and a voodoo Obia muse.
Shook, friend.
I know say Taki. Was a Hobia man. That's why I'm gaining respect. Nanny was a Hobia woman. That's why she gained respect. And most of the people them who lead rebellions, they have a kind of, what you call, spiritual connection with themselves. And even Paul Bogle, who themselves was a deacon, Paul Bogle never give up him African ways. And even in America, in a bridge, I can tell you something. You see, I will put them gospel song with black people, right? I know Jesus said a praise, you know. It's a code. Like Harriet Tubman and all the women, when they talk about all the underground railroad and, you know, roll tree chariot coming forth to carry me home. They think of Jesus, they talk about what they want to go home to. A freedom. That's why most of the gospel song them, and this is true, most of the gospel song them with black people, right? It's only played on the black keep and the piano. And know something when me I hear, you know, me hear about it, I'm going to examine it and realize it. But rotted, black people dangerous, you know. In them time, when they learn to play piano, them write song and play it, hung upon the black key because they might exempt the white key them. This is a truth, you know. This is a truth. So when we are talking now, we are saying the liberation can be attained through our initiative, you know, and where we have. Instead of really a crossover. When we are crossover, go. You know, so every time we cross over, something slip, I will slide. Watch out, me, my mother used to say me go to a Roman Catholic Church. And in a Roman Catholic Church, there was a time when the pastor take the Eucharist, which represent the flesh of Jesus Christ, and the wine, which represent the blood of Jesus Christ. And him say, eat, this is my flesh, drink. That's how the Bible tells us, Jesus, I say, you know, drink, this is my blood. The highest of cannibalism that I play out in the mind, you know. And yet them say, no. The other day, some COVID leaked some people. Don't say them say, why them can't catch COVID because them is washing the blood of the lamb. Them washing the blood of the lamb. And that I will save them. So how come so much COVID about the place? I mean, I say, no, all them church people the way I say them can't save this and save that. I mean, I say, none of them have sprinkled them olive oil and the blood of Jesus to save them thing. As a matter of fact, a whole heap of the things that go on, the COVID things that happening at the church. Because they gather together and talk about blood of Jesus and the whole part of them catch COVID in the church. So this idea of backwardness, what am I call about African spirituality is backwardness. What is more backward than a man I tell you, say, a man dead, raised, and dead somewhere and I wait for some time, I don't know when, to come back again. For what? Which man got dead and gone up in the sky to come? A backwardness.
Yes, sir.
But black people all the time latch on and it, say a man got come save me. And a man got come, and a true we do wickedness while we skin black. You ever read the book of the Mormons? Nefeya?
Yes, sir.
But them tell you, say, the reason why the Native American them skin dark, I chew them, upset the apple cart.
Yes, sir.
And black people, a terrible thing, you know. And you have black people walk around it and I go like, say, I don't attack, you know. Eh? Black people say, master, slaves, be obedient to your master. And black people bow to that. So when we are sing, we should have sing against the system. We should not sing some little blood bad Christian song and Naya Bingi when Naya Bingi don't have nothing to do with Christianity. Naya so Bingi cool. Deal with fire. The woman them chant round the fire, just like you know, the Naya Bingi. And them do things to get rid of white people when all them blood bad African go in as 80 and them do have no gun and thing. All them just wait till night and just kill a chicken and tie up in front of a white man's house. When him come out and him see the dead chicken, him gone back to France. I'm not understand where I go on. I never see them thing they yet. In Ethiopia, during the war, Ethiopians eat raw meat. You know, you know, say Ethiopians eat raw meat.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ethiopians eat raw meat. You know what happened? In the palace, one of the palace them, his man say a whole heap of palace. When the guys them come, when Italian them come in at the country. The Ethiopians them get the cow them, kill the cow them, and I eat the meat at the palace, and I whole heap of blood at the palace. You see, when the blood bath, Italian them come in, them feast, there's some human being, the man, you know, and they run.
Science.
Because they believe, say, a cannibal them, black people, them a cannibal them, I eat other Italians. So there are certain things where we know, and them don't know. Even though them know things where we don't know. But we must use what we have at our disposal. We have our brains. And we have to move outside of that. We have to connect with our ancient philosophy, spirituality, and anything there. So when you hear some Rasta talk about, well, I mean, I'm not really over this and over that, you know, a joke. And that held free a whole heap of African. You know, you about them talk about oh nanny use so spitfire through a bottom and all them thing there. And a boil water. You never hear about it then?
Yeah, and take shot in a party and himself.
Yeah, and a boil water without fire. A joke business, you know, not go so silly, you know. But if you have a culture and open up the hill and a boil water, you know. Just when white people come up the hill, she don't turn it over upon them, you know. And she becomes greater power and some people start fear just like tacky, you know. Tackily the biggest rebellion in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, go all of Westmoreland. And the only way them could have killed him, you know, is cut off his head and put it in a square to make them say, see it there? When they have, if he say him have power, see him head in a square there. And it kind of softened them, the fight of them. You understand? Bookman go eat, go away with him there. You think Tosan did well popular, you know. But Bookman would have certain African tradition to frighten them blood bad people there.
And the real strategies.
Yes, so we have to use our averages. There's certain things at our disposal that we can use. All right. You see, Obia, you know why Obia illegal in Jamaica? Because white people realize it was used against them. Yet still, the Obia man use medical, and not medical, herbs and all them things there for ill people and all them something there. You understand? Just like the Native American them. Native American them use herbs and sage and all them things there for ill people. You understand? So, it seen as bad because it go against the white people them. It seen as bad now because a whole lot of black people use it against them black people. So them continue the madness. I not recommend Obia. I just say that I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, see, just like how white black people don't see nothing wrong with go to church, go drink the blood of Jesus and eat him flesh. Sure, I don't see. But I now go to church, go drink the blood of Jesus and eat him flesh. Just like why I now go to Obia man to make him swell up nobody's foot. You know, all I have to do is give him a raw slick part of my foot and it swell.
Right, direct.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
And the powers, man.
I watch out. Hey, people see me, I walk be able to find out things about some high spiritual African, you know. How do you do that, you know? You see white people start to shake, you know, and quiver because they see me. Because they get cold for me. When them look at me in a barefoot, and I'll be low zero, but they are a certain place in Holland and Switzerland and them places. And I say, oh, you do that? Oh, you do that? Man, you must be some this and that. I say, no, man, nothing. Just arrest a man and try them those feet to the lot. You know, see, just so. And I'm 40 years now, where I do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's it, man.
Yes, sir.
God, my God, you know, yes, keep time,
man, well, if I love you.
Enough interview with this, you know, blood bags.